Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. It is Thursday, and we have an exciting show for you this evening. You know what our motto is here. Wake up, become aware, think, take action, step into your greatness. Stay there and always take others with you. I'd like to extend my appreciation out to all of you, and especially to the person who woke me up. Now I'm waking you up, and together we are waking up the world. And also to my LP, 112 Legacy Leader members. You know, these are the best leaders in the world. When you want something done with excellence, that's who you go to, LP 112. And, of course, my faith-based organization, keeping me focused on my mission and on my humanistic vows. Today we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. She's going to share with us how stress and trauma can affect us when we hold this in our womb. And it's the information that she gives us and the excitement that she takes us through. You know, this show is about youth motivation, encouragement, and empowerment, but actually it is for everyone. Again, I say out there to you, continue to celebrate this wonderful month. This is Black History Month, but with me, Black History Month is every day. I tell myself, as I share it with the adults out there, when you encounter a wall, you should tell yourself, since there is a wall here, a wide open X-pass must lie on the other side. Rather than become discouraged, know that encountering a wall is proof of the progress that you have made so far. So you keep on moving out there, and you never, never give up. As I state, don't be afraid of the dark. You're still held up by the stars. The light will carry us all over. We are happy, bright, and light here. We're waking up with Linda Mac Chan, and on Sunday, we had Mr. Kurt Kahn come on and Mr. Maestro Deshaun. Kurt Kahn is a famous actor, and he is the president of the historical Cambridge Theater Group. I mean, these persons are icons, and he's keeping everything alive. It was very, very exciting. This following Sunday, we'll have some more interesting things happening for you. But right now, we're going to get started, and we're going to take care of our email requests. You know, we have some email requests coming in this evening asking for Sade and Luther. Our email address here, we're waking up with Linda Mac Chan, is lmacnetwork@gmail.com. Again, that's lmacnetwork@gmail.com, and we want you to put your requests there, ask your questions, and just like hang in with us here. We're going to get rolling. Good evening. Let's have some fun and music.
what up, I see you, baby.
are taking care of and being persons of our word. That's your first short day. Listeners out there, Rocia is a cohort. We had the opportunity to take a winter session together, and this young lady is 20 years old, and she is studying abroad in Spain, but she stays in tune. Now, she has a special duty and responsibility. She has to check in with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan at least once a month to let us know what she's doing out there. And regarding studying abroad, young adults, you can do that. So keep your eyes open for any postings that you see on your campuses and participate. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. Rocia, I'm going to give you one more, and then we're going to carry it on to Luther. We love you.
knowing love the way I do, I can say for certain it's true. There's a chance for me and you. I surely feel like the time is near. The picture in my mind is very clear. I think love has brought us here. I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person with a lonely heart. I was hoping there could one day be a chance for me to
get the love
that I've been missing.
Sometimes love
takes a long time,
but wait for love,
and you're gonna get the
chance to love.
Wait for love, wait for love, oh not a waste of time if you truly believe the impossible can be. So hold on tight if you think you're right, 'cause nothing hurts as bad as when you see you gave up too easily. Now I remember spending all my on a dream that kept me wishing that you could be mine. Yeah. And I was hoping there could one day be a chance.
Gonna
get the chance.
sir, that was for you. Yes, we are people of our word. You know, because we all carry here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan the poetic spirit. And that spirit encourages people in all ranks and all places to return to their naked humanity, neither sentimental nor fantastic. It embraces and affirms the whole world and all its inhabitants. It imparts the will to remain optimistic and unbending in the face of all hardships. As a believer in innate human goodness, I'm certain that the concentrated power of good can overcome the greatest force of evil. The poetic spirit helps us control the greed-dominated self. It helps us handle the actual while keeping our eyes turned toward the ideal. We put out stuff like that. We have to keep moving and keep living and stretch and stand into our greatness.
Tell me how much
to talk with Miss Stephanie Haynes. You're waking up with Linda Mac Shan. Stephanie Haynes, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Linda?
I'm wonderful. I know you're out there. I know you have had a busy 2 weeks. We've done a lot of stuff. You've had a lot of things to carry. I have some questions for you regarding your topic, that stress and trauma that we hold in our womb. I know you have some good information for us. So, you know, I'm not going to keep talking. I want you to take over, and everybody's waiting for this wonderful information of how we can take care of ourselves better.
Okay. So how's everybody this evening? And happy, what's today, Thursday. So today's topic is going to be on how we hold stress in our womb and trauma. So what I'm going to do, I want to begin with a meditation. So if everybody can just sit still and find a comfortable place, and just relax. And just close your eyes, and as you inhale and exhale out through the nose. Once again, take a deep breath in and exhale out through the nose. Now I want you to imagine that you are at a lake, watching the ebbs and flows of the ocean. Feel the air around you as you breathe in and out. Now, take another deep breath in, and this time, feeling how your breath gives you life. Let the sounds of the waves dissolve your thoughts from your mind to rise. Just let them come and go. Now, notice if you feel tension anywhere in your body. You may want to take a deep breath and send fresh air to those tense places. Now, focus on your breath and relax. Imagine still sitting at the lake, and in front of you is a muddy swamp that resembles the surface of a small lake. Out of the swamp arise many beautiful lotus flowers. Now choose one of the lotus flowers and focus your attention on that flower, bringing your attention very close. The flower is bright purple with a dash of pink, and it has many long, wide, silky petals that extend outward as if embracing the sky. Hidden inside the flower is a case full of seeds. The flower is so silky that it's brightening the air around it as if it is glowing. Embrace the lotus and allow yourself to connect with the flowers from the center of your heart. Now, with compassion for yourself, and if you feel able, recall some of the confusion and pain that you felt when you were abused. You do not need to remember everything, just some of the feelings. If the feelings become too strong, You can always allow the glow of the lotus flower to soothe your heart. Imagine that all of your feelings are a part of the muddiness of the swamp from which the lotus flower grows. You have survived a very difficult experience. You have risen from the swamp like the lotus flower. Now, bring your attention to your heart. Imagine there is a lotus flower blooming in the very center of your heart, allowing the glow of the lotus to fill your body. Now, imagine the glow of the lotus is extending to you when you are suffering from some type of an abuse or trauma. The glow brings you comfort, wisdom, and hope. This is the glow of an empowered sacred woman or man. Now, become aware of your breathing and posture. Bring the palms of your hands together and rub healing energy into them. Now place your hands over your eyes. Slowly open your eyes. Now for those who are laying on your back or sitting up, you can sit up in any position that you feel comfortable. And now we're going to begin our session. So, first we're going to talk about how do we hold stress in our womb. Stress can be caused by several elements. We as women have a lot of responsibility. When it comes to raising a family, we need a support system to have a harmonious family structure. When the mother or the father becomes overworked, it creates stress within the family unit. Repetitive or unsatisfying work or not enough work can lead to boredom and affect self-esteem. It can be the result of too many demands being made all at the same time. For example, the mother of young children without support of a mate may create stress because she has to make sure all the bills are paid, take children to school, support an event or dance classes, and be responsible for all other family events. Her work begins early in the morning and doesn't end until late at night. So, when does she have me time? If you have a supported system, you can ask your partner or family members to help by allowing you some personal space. When you have stress at work, it can be the result of too many pressures or an insensitive boss or coworker. Create inner peace within yourself, and your environment will reflect the same. You have the power to change the things in your environment with your intentions and attitude. The best way to deal with someone who needs an attitude adjustment is not to give that person your energy. Remember, misery loves company. For whom you give your energy to, they can zap your life force. Keep yourself in the company of people that will praise you when you make an accomplishment and tells you when you are headed in the wrong direction. We all have our own life journey. Choosing the right path is the key to our success. And I have a quote here. Be the change you would like to see by Gandhi. Now, the trauma in our womb, many women have experienced trauma and struggles with families, friends in sexual relationships, for example. Being a parent can be difficult if you have not healed the trauma from your childhood. When you experience trauma from your childhood, it makes it difficult to develop a healthy relationship with yourself or others. You become the victim, blaming others for your unhappiness, which make your life and others miserable. This means having your end belief connected Let me read that again. So when you experience trauma from your childhood, it makes it difficult to develop a healthy relationship with yourself or others. You may become the victim, blaming others for your unhappiness, which make your life and others miserable. This means having your inner self, your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, connected to and consistent with your outer self, your behavior and relationship. Taking full responsibility of the situation allow you to take back your power. Then you can live in your authentic self as opposed to your false self. Living in your authentic self allow you to look within the support and provide the power to express your needs in a assertive manner. Living in your false self causes you to look outside of yourself for support. It permits you to give your power away, and others may take advantage of you. Another part of our false self is our behavior. Some women become numb, isolated, and asexual. Other women, their behavior is at the opposite end of the spectrum. They may become more sexual. At the opposite end. So, the major part of the healing process is becoming congruent. This means having your inner self, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, connected with your outer self, your behavior, and relationships. For example, does your faith, outer self, reflect how you're feeling, your inner self? So I have another quote for you. When you take full responsibility, healing begins. So, the healing of the womb. The womb is the gateway to all human life. When the womb is honored and respected, she becomes a channel of power, creativity, and beauty. And joy reigns on the earth. When her voice goes unheard, unanswered, or denied, the womb becomes a vessel of disease. The collective state of a woman's womb reflects the condition of the world. Many women's wombs suffer from tumors, cysts, frigidity, and heavy bleeding. When so many women experience sexual aggressive acts and unnecessary hysterectomy, this disharmony covers the earth. The condition of a woman's womb also directly reflects the condition of women's minds, spirits, and actions. The womb is a storehouse of all of our emotions. Unnatural living and unhealthy lifestyles and negative womb power, and this is term support the conflict of human against the planet, human against human, and the woman against the womb. In addition, it reflects the condition of all of our relationships. When a woman's womb is in a healthy state, her life is in a healthy state. Her life is a reflection of that balance. The love and care that a woman gives to her womb reflects her true level of emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health. Too many women in today's world experience some form of womb degeneration that results in disease. As we heal and transform our womb, we will change our destiny and the destiny of our planet. Women should take back control. We must defend our womb with our lives. For the womb is the gateway and the birthplace of all of our creative abilities. As we transform from the wounded woman to the sacred woman, we will evolve from a frightened, withdrawn state to a courageous one. We will move from confusion to serenity, from mistrust to trust, passion and love, from weakness to empowerment, from being unconscious woman to a wise woman. We will move from a disturbed mind to a divine one, from restlessness to contentment, from boredom to creativity, from suppressed woman to expressive one. We will rise from deflated to the inspired woman, from depressed woman to joyful one, from disease infested to disease free one, from dishonor to honor, from a follower to a leader, from a pessimist to optimist, like a lotus in the sun, we will blossom into a radiant sacred woman. So, Miss Linda.
Yes.
Questions we have today.
Well, we got a question that came in from Andrea, and the question, if I wrote it down correctly, is like, when you say the storing and the stress and the trauma that we receive, why does this go directly to the womb, or why is it so important? You know, when people are stressed out, they say they're stressed. They got neck aches. They have back aches. They can't sleep. But when she saw the topic, you know, of stress and trauma in the womb, she really, really wanted to get a good understanding of that, because I don't think that Andrea was aware that all of this goes right there. So by you speaking of the condition of the woman's womb always also directly reflects the condition of a woman's mind, spirit, and action, that kind of like answered a little bit for me, but how can you expound on that for her? She's, for some reason, in reading this email, she's not connecting her womb with her overall experience, or she just, you know, when we talk about wombs, when women haven't really been into the wellness thing, they think the womb is just a womb and that it's part of the body, but they're not making that connection. So could you expound on that for her?
Yes, you know, like, you know, every organ in the body holds an emotion, you know,
okay.
And then there's seven energy fields, which is our seven chakras, you know, that also carry energy. So down in our root chakra, you know, our womb, you know, that's where we carry our life experiences, where is our shelter, our finances, you know, relationships, you know, all of those things that, you know, that grounds us, it happens there. And then we go into the second chakra, which is our sexual organs, relationships. For those who have been raped or abused or misused, they hold all of that there. And so if they do not address that and heal that and transform that and process those emotions, it causes dis-ease in the womb.
Okay.
You know,
so there is...
Then,
okay, I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah, so that's how we enter with cysts, tumors, fibroids, you know, because we hold all of that stuff, those emotions, in that place.
So all emotions go right into that area. As you said, the condition of the woman's womb also directly reflects the condition of the mind, spirit, and action. And the womb is the storehouse of all emotions. So that's where everything goes, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not aware of that. Mm. That's really something to think about. When you talked about the chakras, I know that there's many. Would you kind of like define those? Because I don't know if Andrea knows all about the chakras and what they actually do.
Yeah, well, you have, you know, the root chakra, and that's right, you know, in your lower back. And then you have the spinal cord chakras right near your navel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move on up to your heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then your heart chakra is where you hold, you know, broken relationships, your heart broken, all of that. And then you move up to your communication, which is your throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And then your throat chakra is your communication. Okay. And then from your throat chakra, you can move on up into your, what you say, your third eye, where your spiritual experiences. And then you have your crown chakra. You know, so that's when all your chakras is in balance, and when you go through into your crown chakra, you're in balance. So you're looking at situation with a pure, clean eyes, with pure eyes, with your spiritual eyes,
mm-hmm.
that you are able to take responsibility of what's happening in your life, using that wisdom. Because there's no blockage. There's no garbage. There's no baggage. Because you cleared all your chakras. You balance everything out. So you're able to make wise decisions.
So when we speak of clearance of the chakras, and how does one do this? I mean, I know that it takes a skill and you have to have directors, but what things can be done to clear those? Is this something that has to be demonstrated, or can they be talked through it, or just how does that work when you want to balance out and clear?
There are certain things you can go do, meditations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have someone to do Reiki on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's different things that you can do, you know, that a person can do to really get their chakras back into balance.
Okay. Okay, you mentioned the meditation. You also mentioned the Reiki. And I prefer... Because when we talk about the Reiki massage, that is one that moves the energy. And I've had the experience of having that, and it does exactly what it does. But there's different types. Most of the time, if you feel that you're very clogged up, or help me out if I'm wrong here, I mean, there's, you know, different levels of that. But when you go to that Reiki master, because there's different levels of that, that's when they're going to move it. You don't have to make too many trips, because they have the ability and the skill to get in there and move that energy and unblock everything. Or just a regular Reiki, you know, but when you go to that master works a little bit differently. I prefer Reiki. I like hands-on also on the body, but I know that to clear that energy is a very important thing to do, you know, to have that balance. So would you suggest to Andrea that she should look into having a Reiki massage just to get used to it, or meditation? There's so many forms of meditation, but if a person is not in the habit of doing that, where should she go first?
Yeah, I would recommend that she would go to a Reiki master to have
okay.
someone to work on her. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But it definitely works, and sometimes when you mention balance and you must stay in balance, once you keep yourself in balance, you can tell immediately when you're falling out. But for a person that's never kind of like experienced that, they don't understand what's exactly happening. So this is something that doesn't happen overnight.
Right, it doesn't happen overnight.
it won't happen overnight, and it takes some work to get done. But when I read the email, I kind of really thought about it, because most people do not realize that everything that we take in, no matter what it is, our bodies and our organs absorb. So if you can understand the organs and understand the body, you can kind of like keep yourself self-balanced when you see it coming to you. You know what to do. Like you say, you want to keep yourself around people that praise you for your accomplishments, and also be the change that you want to see, and don't give your energy to negativity. A lot of individuals don't even realize they're in a negative form. What should
That's
they look
true.
Out for? Should they pay attention to their bodies?
Yeah, and that's true, because the body won't lie.
Okay.
Yeah, the body won't lie. So if you started feeling aches and pains and things are not as they were, you got to ask yourself, what is it I'm doing to cause this?
Okay.
If I'm stressing over something, if I'm overworking, you know, so the body, you know, it tells you when you're in pain, the body's telling you, okay, you're doing too much.
Right.
You're holding on too much. You got to let go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will get this, and hopefully she will get that information, because that was the first email. And then I have a second one that come in. When you talk about, how holding things in, like you mentioned, the heart chakra, as far as, you know, for your broken relationships and things of that nature, people are not aware, or they're not in tune with their bodies, unless they've been working on the process, because it is a process of how holding on to that, oh my gosh, he left me or she left me, and just sitting around moping. Would you say when you're going through a traumatic experience of a relationship breakup, that the best thing to do is to get in motion, exercise more, or, you know, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I would say exercising always the key if you are not in a relationship.
Okay.
Because, you know,
okay,
your body needs to move. To move that energy around, the body has to move.
Okay.
You know, I don't care if you're just walking every day.
Okay.
You know, your body has to move.
Okay. So is that why people, they sit around, they get to a certain point, you can become active, and then all of a sudden you stop, and then all of these problems start happening? Is because they're slowing down. They're not taking on that body movement. They're not doing what the body is demanding, because, as you say, your body talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand. Sometimes I have a certain routine, and I can function on a certain amount of sleep, and I can go and go and go. But then I notice that there might come a time or a day, not too often, that I just sleep. And it used to make me feel very guilty, because, oh my goodness, I'm just here, and I should be doing this, and I should be doing that. And then I stop, and I say, no, you do just what you do. And I put my head back on the pillow and keep sleeping until my body says, okay, I'm rejuvenated, let's go again. Because the body's going to tell you what you need.
Yeah.
And it's I pay more attention to it when it happens, and it doesn't happen too often, but I have gotten past that guilty stage. And there's a lot of people out there that just go. They're there for everybody, and like you say, they don't take out the me time. It is very important. I have a new motto. I said, I'm going to go scream at a rock. And so my sister says, why you want to go scream at a rock? I said, because the rock is not going to scream back. And if I get angry, or if it's something I need to do, I can pick up that rock and use it. And she just falls out. But she knows that that is my way of saying, do not bother me. I'm disappearing. Even if you see me, I'm not here, okay? Because I have learned through persons as yourself and being around, you know, your skill and listening to your direction and watching your healing process and watching you go over and over and seeing that the body can reheal itself, that if you stay in balance, that you do have a clear focus on what's happening, and you utilize that wisdom, and you become very, very aware of everything. You can walk in a room and feel everybody that's in there. You might not have to react to them, but you feel them. You feel their energy because you are trained to recognize the positive from the negative. And the negative you get away from no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. So, Andrea, we want you to take out some me time and also to, you know, keep in touch because she wasn't connecting the womb with the rest of her. She was not connecting the fact that everything goes there based on how she wrote and requested on her email. I could see that there was some confusion. So thank you so much, Stephanie, for clearing that up for her. And hopefully she will get one of your workbooks and your book on the healing of the womb so that she can stay in tune and stay in balance with that.
Yeah, I agree.
And how are the 21 Saturdays going? It's about halfway, right?
Yes,
are you having?
Yeah, we're still waiting on you to come on out.
I know you are, but you and I'm going to just admit it. It's just everything gets in the way, but we talk about that blockage, and going in, it's like Saturday. Everybody wants something on Saturday. But I will just have to do that thing and go scream at that rock and be there. I'm going to surprise you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to surprise you. And I know that you were, you did a lot of things over the weekend because of the dance troupe. I just want to commend you on that beautiful performance. Even though I was there clapping in the audience, I was right there with you, and I could feel it. But the dance that the African dancers that you performed was called the Four Winds, but it was something that the commentator stated about the Four Winds, and she gave definition for each direction. Could you share that definition with us? I want to post that out. It was so intriguing. You know, when you're on the other side of it, you get a chance to actually see what's happening. But I really paid attention to it when she talked about the north, south, the east, and west. Could you share that with us?
Yeah, well, actually, I can do it. I can email it to you.
Okay.
And send it out to you because I want to be, you know, yeah,
okay.
Exact on
okay.
What each of the winds represent.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was very
so
interesting to hear her give that explanation. And like I said, I've always been behind her and, you know, mine in performance mode. And I never really, you know, I knew what it was about. I understand what the dance is about, but I didn't know the way that she broke it down was very interesting. So please email that. And we'll email that, and I'll post that out because that's some information to know because that's nature. That was what's going on. And if you're aware of that, then you come more in tune with yourself and your surroundings, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to share with you, I'm in a class. It's called The Music of Black Americans, and
mm-hmm.
It was so on time. I do want to purchase several books, and this book is by Eileen Southern, and the information that's in this book regarding music and where it stemmed from and our lives and what it does for the body and how it was used is like mesmerizing. So I will say it in front of everyone, that is my gift that I will give to you. Because it's so interesting. It is a book that everyone should have in their library. And it was just so ironic that this class is coming, you know, for Black History Month, which Black History is every day to me. But it's just like everything is so in tune on, and you're coming in sharing with us the stress and the trauma of the womb. Is there a meditation that we wind down on? Because, you know, I can go on and on. When I get with you, I don't know how to, like, let you go. I don't want to let you go. But I just thought I would put that question out for Andrea so that that would satisfy her. And you'll send that information about the four winds so that I can post that out. And I'm going to shut up again. Where else are we going here?
Okay. Yeah, so on this Saturday, for the 21 Saturday Mind, Body, and Fitness Challenge, we'll be meeting at the Walk Park on Mount Vernon Inn off of Overhill Drive.
Okay.
And then we're going to go hike. So we do our yoga first. We're going to do our little warm-up, then our yoga, our meditation, and then we're going to take a hike.
Up mountains or just hiking?
Hiking.
You know I'm a...
We're going to hike over to Kenneth Hahn Park.
Okay.
Yes, so we're meeting at 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
On Saturday morning. And we should be done by 11 o'clock.
Now, question. If the weather, not saying that it will, but they said that it was going to rain this weekend, do you guys meet rain and shine, or how does that work?
Rain and shine.
You're
rain
out there.
Rain and shine.
Uh-huh.
Yes, rain and shine. And, you know, I've been, you know, praying for every Saturday to be nice Saturdays. And each Saturday since we started has been nice Saturdays.
Okay, well, it will be nice again. I just thought I'd put it. It will be nice again. And I'm not going to promise. If I come, I'm going to surprise. I won't promise because next week is election week. And we, you know, we kind of like get out there and do our civic duty and work the polls. So that takes some planning and some routing and, you know, to get that strategy out. And hopefully we can get everything done tomorrow and get the route out, you know, because you need to route yourself because that's a very, very busy day. And there's several people involved, and everyone has to take their responsibilities and fulfill their civic duties, as I say. So I'm just going to surprise you. If you look up, I'm there. I might just hold the purses while y'all hike and be there when you get back, but we'll see.
Okay.
But I'm so glad that you do this. I am so glad, and I'm so glad that you took out the time. Now, next week, instead of us coming on Thursday, we will come on Wednesday. Is that satisfactory with you?
Yes. So Wednesday at what time? Because I normally have a tozo on Wednesday.
Mm.
So, yeah, my tozo on Wednesday.
Your tozo, yeah. And that's going to go from what?
From 7
Six?
To 8. 7 to
okay.
8.
Okay. Well, that would, if you want to do 8 o'clock, that would work, and it might change. I won't know until I get the last call. But
okay.
As soon as I get the information, and what I will do is post it out. Because as I tell everybody, when you're working in the communities and you're working with youth, sometimes you have to be very flexible, and I really appreciate your flexibility. And, you know, I have to be like that rubber band because I might start off in the morning going north and end up at 12 noon going east, wherever it pulls me. But and that's for the both of us, but I will let you know. And I'm going to kind of concentrate on, because I need to get some yoga in. You do Hatha yoga, correct? That's the strength building, right?
Yeah, movement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's mine. That's the one. And also you have to take me, I don't even know the name of it, but it's the one that you said that you were going to take me in that where it's in that sauna. Now, that one I do want to experience.
Oh, okay, the hot yoga.
Yes. So when I go, you will be by my side.
Oh, okay.
Because I know that you'll be able to recognize when they need to dial 911.
You'll be
and
just
if they
fine.
Need... Yeah, I love it when you say, oh, you just be just fine. You know, how many years have I heard that? That's why we love you, Stephanie, because we've been there. You know how to balance everyone. We know you know just which way to go. Could you share with the listeners your information and the workbook information? I know there's some stuff coming out, new stuff that's happening, and I'll let you talk about that when you're ready, but how can one get your workbook and get your book? And we are going to do a contest eventually and perhaps have some goodies out there. So could you share with us how we can contact you and get all of this information of the healing of the womb?
Yes, okay. They can visit my website at www.fashionablyfit.net.
Okay.
That's FashionablyFit.net.
Okay.
That's my website. And once you go to my website, you're going to hit on contact. And then contact, then you're going to put in your information and email it to me, and then I will get back to you.
Okay, you I got can, you.
Yeah. Then, or you can email me at fashion, S-H-I-O-N, B-L-Y-F-I-T, 22@gmail.com.
Okay.
And my
okay.
number is, or you can reach me at my phone at 323-605-2706.
Okay. On that, now, next week, what will our topic be?
Next week will be on forgiveness.
Oh. Ooh, I love that one. I love that one. And everybody really need to learn the art of forgiveness. And you can never know too much about it. That's going to be exciting out there. When we go into that forgiveness topic, listeners, you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shant and Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. And if you're just tuning in, and I will post out, we've talked about how stress and trauma affects the wound and where it goes. And we've had some exciting meditation today. I just love it when we have to focus in on that beautiful lotus flower. And it actually works, because when you learn the art of meditation, you can pull that flower up at any time in any situation. And that's the beauty of it. So that is one of my favorites, is to focus in and to grab my color. And, of course, you know my color is your color, which is purple or lavender. It's kind of purplish lavender with a little chartreuse in there, or magenta. Yeah, it's the magenta and lavender. So thank you. Thank you so much for bringing us back, putting us in balance. And is there anything that you want to wind up with before we say good night?
No, that's it, Miss Linda, and thank you so much for having me on every Thursday.
Yes.
And I really appreciate it, and I just enjoy giving and allowing my spirit to speak to you and the others to really help you to cultivate and assimilate and to process, you know, your healing journey. So thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your show this evening.
And I'm going to put it back to you. Thank you so much for being a part of, and thank you so much for being a part of my life, and so inspirational. And listeners, if you have never met Stephanie Haynes, she is the most warmest, embraces individual that I have ever met in my life. She embraces everyone, no matter who you are or how you approach her. And that's what I admire so much about you, Stephanie. I've watched you for years, and that is a quality about you that when I get in different situations, I reflect on you. And that is so good. So I just want to let everyone know, if you have not met her, please, next workshop, next event, her workshop, 21 Saturdays, join us out there at Mount Vernon and Overhill at the Walk Park, starting at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings. And there's yoga, meditation, And this particular Saturday, there will be a hike. So if you have not had an opportunity to come experience some of this goodness, get there. I will not say that I'm going to be there. I just like to surprise her. But I've had her goodness for quite some time now. But I can tell you, if you have not met her or participated in any of her workshops, please do so. Stephanie, we love you. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we appreciate you. I want to tell you to have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much.
And thank you as well.
All right, Stephanie, good night. We will be talking.
All right, good night.
Good night, and thanks. Well, we were on the air with Miss Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, and she talked about stress and trauma. She also stated the condition of a woman's wound also directly reflects the condition of women's minds, spirits, and action. The womb is a storehouse for all our emotions. So when we're emotionally upset there, we're out of balance. And she said that women should take back control. We must defend our womb with our lives, for the womb is the birthplace of all our creative abilities. As we transform from wounded women to sacred women, we will evolve from a frightened, withdrawn state to a courageous one. We will move from confusion to serenity, from mistrust to trust, from spite to compassion and love, from weakness to empowerment, from being unconscious women to wise women. Stephanie Haynes is a wonderful individual. She comes on weekly with us. Tune in. And she goes through meditation. She relaxes you down. She is a beautiful soul. And her meditation and her works, if you follow directions, will make you a beautiful individual. Well, we're going to see you on Sunday, and we will have some more interesting things going on. And if the youth is calling, sometimes we flex up here and we have to switch it around because, you know, our youth comes first. And Waking Up with Linda McShann is not about just getting up out the bed. It is about moving the blood through your brain. Think, become aware, take action, step into your greatness, stay there, and always, always take others with you. And for you adults out there, keep your eyes open and your ears open. Pay attention to our youth. You know, the adults are the storytellers, and we must do our mission here and take care of the babies, as I call them. So, you know, we're getting ready to take a travel. And you know what's required to get on this train is courage, determination, and a goal. And the most important thing is to never, ever give up, and especially on your dreams, no matter what. We love you. We're taking it out here. And you have been listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. Ow!
Oh!